Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, there's a scripture in Romans 2, most of us know it, for the goodness of God leads men to repentance, Romans 2:4. It was a verse, been in my Bible my whole life. I didn't even know it was there until, I don't know, a decade or so ago, because I did not see men coming to the Lord. In my theological lens, I couldn't see men coming to the Lord because he was good to them. I just thought they came to the Lord because you preach there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Well, in the text, Romans 2:4, Paul really establishes that moralizing isn't going to make you moral, and judging puts the judgment back on yourself. Just read the context of Romans 2. It really goes on to say that God's judgment's according to truth, and that anybody, a Jew or a Gentile, that sins against that truth is going to be found guilty. Well, I've found that in any crowd of quote-unquote law-abiding citizens, there are going to be those that not only want the law to punish the guilty, but they also loathe the thought of any good coming to people that they consider bad. Now, the Apostle Paul knows that this type of people exist. He asks that if they despise the riches of God's goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, do you despise it? And he tells them that when God is good, it leads someone to repent, which means to change their mind. So when you are so mad at people around you that do things you don't think they ought to do, you're not only angry at their actions, you're really angry at God for not wiping them off the face of the earth. That's the attitude that prompts Paul to speak up for God's goodness. Now, it's not often in today's church climate that we hear that God's goodness is going to make people change their minds. Most of what I heard preached as a child said that if someone was going to repent, they needed to be reminded they were going to go to hell. They needed to be told about their sin and their law-breaking ways and how they were an abomination in the eyes of God, and that this would either turn them to tears or it would cause them to rebel and run away from God. And I would have told you that if a preacher told a sinner how good God was, that preacher was just spineless and cowardly. Well, thank God that God has always been good to me. I mean, his goodness is rich and full of compassion and full of mercy. He's been patient with my judgmentalness and my self-righteousness. He's been long-suffering towards my ignorance and my stubbornness. If it wasn't for God's goodness, I know I'd be lost. Well, and I know you feel the same way too. When Jesus came to the Sea of Galilee to preach to the people that were gathered, he goes into the ship of Simon Peter and he asks them to push him out from shore just a little bit, giving him room to address the crowd. After the sermon, he tells Peter to go on even further, out into the deep, and let down his nets so that he can catch fish. This was Jesus' way of sort of paying Peter for the use of his boat. He's ministering love and compassion to Peter. Peter goes, reluctantly, albeit, and you know the story, takes in more fish than he can handle. And when Peter sees this, Luke 5:8, he falls down on his knees and says, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." Now, I want you to notice something. It was not a sermon on Peter's law-breaking ways that changed him. It wasn't Jesus making him fear going to hell. When Jesus wants to bring Peter to a place of acknowledging his failures and his insufficiencies, and to turn to Jesus for help, what's he do? He blesses him. I mean, if you want the sinner to turn to Jesus, then we need to show them how good and patient and long-suffering that our Father is. When the world sees that Jesus, they'll flock to him now just as they did when he came the first time. So here's your challenge. Show someone the goodness of God. Watch as it changes their mind about who the Father is. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.